Sir Abroyd, who wrote an article in English and Hebrew, and he wrote there that tomatoes and persimmons and a few other vegetables have, according to what his agricultural experts told him, have the Gemar Malach on the bolt. What does it mean? Where they're not ready to be eaten when they leave Eretz Yisrael. And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Beis, I believe it is, in Hilchos Maaser, something which is inedible. He can't say how they can have Ruach. It has to be, in terms of fruits and vegetables, it has to be ready. But it doesn't tell you about oranges. I'm not sure if the fact that I'm told to stand by oranges, because oranges have a longer life, if you will. You know, it's vegetables, if you wait 2 weeks, they rot. You have to set it earlier, so it comes to New York when it's still in time, you can still sell it. I'm not sure if the same thing applies to fact to oranges, so I don't know if I had the woodwork. If it is in the Hilchos Maaser, something which is inedible, you can't say how they can have Ruach. It has to be, in terms of fruits and vegetables, it has to be ready. But it doesn't tell you about oranges. I'm not sure if the fact that I'm told to stand by oranges, because oranges have a longer life, if you will. You know, it's vegetables, if you wait 2 weeks, they rot. You have to set it earlier, so it comes to New York when it's still in time, you can still sell it. I'm not sure if the same thing applies to fact to oranges, so I don't know if I had the woodwork. That's just introductory. Today, Shchodesh, special Shia. I think it was, I want to say it's an Indian, two Indianim from Rav Agon of Shlomo Fishen. We mentioned already on Friday that he has a very nice Shtikl Torah on Chodesh, which is the Yerushalmi here in Perek Beis Bechala. But Rav Baruch went to the city and brought me back Xerox of Beis Yishai Simon Zion, Binyanin Chala, which is even the get what we spoke about on Thursday and Friday. So we'll start with the Shtikl Simon Zion, the Gidrei Chala, and then we'll say over with a little break just to give us a little orientation. This Shtikl Torah Simon Ches, which is about Chodesh. So Adam Godel, so I don't know if any of you have ever seen Rav Shlomo Fishen or heard of Shlomo Fishen, his mama from the Gedolim, tremendous, a Mayan of his Gaber. We'll see it in both Shtikl Torah, we'll see it's in a certain sense a briska. It's the next step here is brisk, in other words, this is Tzvei Dinim, but he takes into account what the Achronim say, he doesn't just go along with the Gemara, the Rambam. So this is a brisker Mahalach. So that's, so we had last week about Chalekas between Rav Chaim and the Chazon Ish. It's really Machlokas against the Mishnah there on Raz, Chat of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Aleph Chavez and the Chostrumis. And really the Machlokas is, in a nutshell, is Chal the same as Truma, different than Truma, but leave out all the other side points. Because the Mishnah assumes for a double poshut, that Chal and Truma are identical. That's what it seems to be from the Gemara, Shammai. She's Darshan, you don't Darshan. There's no reason to distinguish between one and the other. And the Radvaz says, no. It's possible to distinguish and say, for example, Paris, Eretz, Paris, Chutzor, Shenichas Ula'aretz, that by Chal, it's Gilgul, Eretz, by Chal, it's Doraisa, and the Ruach of Eretz Yisrael, by Truma, it's the Rabbanan. And Rav Chaim explained why. Because it comes to Truma, so Mice, there are two up, there are Tzvei Dinim, there are two Shals Chiyuv, there are Avor Shlish, or the Gidl, plus the Miruach. If either of them is in Chutzor, it's only the Rabbanan, and when it comes to Chal, it's only one Shals Chiyuv, which is the Gilgul, if that's an Eretz Yisrael, that's it. It's called Lechem Eretz. Finished, Dayenu. Chazanish didn't like it. He brought many riots. I'm not going to go into the riots back and forth. It could be Dorech of the riots. But he said, you see from various sources that there is, that even when it comes to Chal, you have to take into account the Gidl. One is Yosh V'Chodosh, that the two different years of growth, that you can't be mafresh from one or the other, that indicates that we do take into account the Gidl as far as Chal is concerned. We have to take a Mitzia, we have a number of Gemaras which indicate that. And there's a Rambam which seems to say it that way. In Perakei Alokha Tezvog, Rambam writes, Chol Shamanu V'Truma Lo Yitro Mizeh Azeh Kach B'Chal. So Rabbi Fishia quotes his brother, Ochi Agoin, the same Evan Yisroel, Rabbi Yisroel Yanka Fisher, the Eid of Haredis, the brothers are a little different political wavelength, but they're both Gedol Yisroel. So he says that his brother writes a certain thing, and then he, back and forth, he says that the Evan Yisroel holds Kasom, the Paris Kutstor, Shinimusul Horus, Eidon Chayon, Bechala, Eleven, the Rabbonon. Okay? So that's what he said, he was right from the Rambam, back and forth. So, no. So what do you do? Who's right? Is Reb Chaim right? Or is the Chazon Ish right? Who's right? I mean, we must make up our mind. So he has a classic paragraph of two lines. The Nira Das Rambam, Lekayev de Mishneya, Hagrach Ve'achazanish. They're both right. This requires some innovative thinking. I mean, this would never occur to us. I mean, either it's Darius or Rabbanan, either it depends on Gil or doesn't depend on Gil. How can they both be right? I'm not shy. V'hayim the beis dinim en b'chala k'mo shi'izvor. There are two dinim in chala. In one dinim in chala, the chazanish is right. And in one dinim of chayim is right. So what are the two dinim in chala? So this, he goes to a fantastic shtickle Torah. I will not tell you all the problems. It's too many. But we'll discuss the main themes. He starts off with the kasha of the grom. In Shin Lamed Aleph Sitkot Lamed Hei. Where the Mechaber says, it's if you test, true megadola b'sman hazeh, she omedes esreifa b'pnei atuma, she yura kolshu. Kolshu. It's the times that we know halacha l'maaseh. Nowadays, you take a truma's maaseh is 100, and the truma's is kolshu. Look at all the sedurim. Sfrek the gra. Abel tzorach yir godol maishna michala. Maishna michala. Chala has a shiur. The Rambam himself. Today you say, oh, many guys, if you don't have a shiur by chal either, you can argue. But the Rambam has the chal had a shiur. And Truma, Bizman Azeh, has no shiur. So it's a shver about. Okay, that's another kash. Then he has with a final kash. The kash like this is the Gemara Psochim, which says, we learned Psochim this year, I don't know if anyone got that far, Nachlam and Gimel. Gemara says, Titin lo v'lo la'oro. What does that mean? That means if you have a situation, Chometz and Pesach, that's how we get started. It's not Kodesh, Titan Lo. You have to give it to the Kohen with all the oro. That's not to burn it. Should you give it to be eaten? I Tome Al Torah Truma So Truma. I have to go to the. It has to be burned. Lo Kasha. Hosam Hoyes Lo Shasa Kosher. What do you mean? It had a shasa kosher. That there was one point in time when it was fit to become truma. I have shaykh chometz with no shasa kosher. The achmetz b'mechubur. We learned this year. What was it? Noam. We learned this year. Remember we had a whole sefer matzah mitzvah. So beautiful. And then he talks about the possibility of achmetz b'mechubur. That's this gemara. That's why they cut the grain off in the shmur matzah at a particular time of the year. It shouldn't hang around too long on the ground in the rain. Here's this Gemara. Achmed Fine. Kasha. If that's the case, how could we makrish chala b'sman hazeh? What happens when it comes to chala? Chala, we say that what happens? All our chala is betuma. Not only is betuma, but it's lo haisa lo shasa kosher. Because it becomes tummy when it's flour. Before the gilgul, before the time any shaykh is the challah. The question is, how can we do it? So they suggest, well, maybe it only applies to truma and not to challah. Maybe. But it's very shver. The poskim say, well, it should apply to challah. Challah, after what's the same poskim? Reish l'risal seichem, challah, toribu, truma. So the Pasha should apply the same in a challah that applies to truma. That's the problem. Oh. So comes up Shlomo Fischer with the following gevaldige words. If he doesn't understand old Russia, titen lo v'lo la'oro. What is titen lo? Titen lo. Titen lo means halacha in the nesina's truma. You have to give the truma. How does that impact upon the chiyuv of what we call hafrashas truma? You have to be makrish truma. Just the fact that you have to ultimately give it into the fire, that would explain why the chesaron in the mitzvah of nesina. How does that impact on the mitzvah of hafrash? That's the question. So what do you see from here? Hafrashas tzorach nesina. What does it say in pasuk? It says in pasuk, you have to give it to the kohen of the levi. Ki ein lo chelek v'nachol ha'imach. Anyone heard that pasuk recently? Yeah? Just read it yesterday. Ki ein lo chelek v'nachol ha'imach. That's the reason why you have to give things to the Kohen and the Levi, because they have no money. Pashut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to support the Kohen and the Levi. Yeah? So there's a thing called Afrasha's Truma. And the purpose of Afrasha's Truma and Meiser is in order to be able to support the Kohanim and the Levim. That's how the Mepharshim explained in the Rambam Meshorash Yud Beis Sefer Mitzvahs. Why he counts Afrasha and the scene as one mitzvah, as opposed to the Rambam. Because the purpose of the Afrasha is in order to do a Nesina. Vimela. If it's not Shayach, there's no Shasa Kosher for a Nesina or Ruhuya. So then he says, Mufkasi Afme Afrasha. Because the whole purpose, the whole point of the Midaraisa, of course, of the Nesina, of the Afrasha, rather, to have a Nesina. Because you have a case that there was never a possibility of any Nesina. So, what's the purpose of the mitzvah? So the Gzeiras HaKosef teaches and a bunch of other Gedolei Olam at the Bach quotes, we'll see soon. Oh. So the Mincha HaSchinei has the following kasha, mitzvah Shin Beis. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, how did Klal Yisrael bring the Omer when they came into Eretz Yisrael? It says, Kitzir Chem V'lo Kitzir Nochri. Frank the Mincha HaSchinei, why did they ask Kitzir Chem V'lo Chutz La'aretz? Because Eretz Yisrael before Yeshua walked in was like Chutz La'aretz. So the Mincha HaSchinei answers, it's all the holidays. Even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says that comes from Chutz La'aretz. But he agrees it does not come Mishel Nochri. That's the most kasha. So what do you say? That there's no Isser of Shel Nochri b'chutz la'aretz. That's exactly what the Gemara of the Rosh Hashanah implies. Again, yes, the kasha, the chazer over. What's the kasha? The kasha was, the Gemara says, Tzircha v'lo k'tzir nochri. Why did it say, Tzircha v'lo k'tzir chutz la'aretz? Because they're in trouble before they Yeshua will give them chutz la'aretz. That's Michal Schinner's kasha. What is the answer? They want to ask, even according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. What does Yehuda say? That Chodesh is bo, mi chutz la'aretz. But the Gemara does say, Tzircha v'lo k'tzir nochri. So the implication that Shel Nochri b'chutz la'aretz would not apply. Not for the Omer, not for the Yisrael Chodesh. Now the question is, what up is Manazeh? So he has entertained the following possibility. Maybe those who are Matir Chodesh B'chutzos, at least B'shal Nochri, should be Matir Chodesh Beretz Yisrael B'shal Nochri B'zmanazeh. Why? Why? After all, there's no Kedusha B'zmanazeh. After all, B'zmanazeh, the Sefer HaTrum, we spend so much time on Shvi'ez. B'zmanazeh, Yesh Kinyan Nochri Lafkia, Kedusha Shnei Lo Kishlos Adlova, as the case may be. We should say it even in Eretz Yisrael. So here, the Beis Yisha has a following Nakuda. No. You don't need the same as we had before. For this din, for this Kachin Dikadin, you don't need the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael with the Kibbush Bechilduk, with all the Pratim Yindi for Truma Meisim, like a Shikhan Peyah. It's enough to have what? We call, the Rav called, the Shame Eretz Yisrael. The Shame. I'm going to tell you a story. My first year in the Yeshiva. My first day I ever walked to the Yeshiva. I was sat in Rabbi Abbas Soloveitchik Shlit. He's my Rebbe. It was 1964, 30 years ago, just 30 years ago. First day I walked to the yeshiva. So I was sat by Rabbi Abbas Soloveitchik, I walked in, and I remember it was a shock to me. He was thinking of Shir in English. That was the first day I was used to Yaakov Yosef Shir in Yiddish. I still remember he learned Gittin, and he called someone to read the Gemara. The one he called him was Rabbi David Miller, I still remember that also. He called him to read the Gemara. So he saw what the Mishnah reads. So read the Tosfos. If you're a little bit simple Gittin, you know this on the first of the Mishnah, the whole page is reads one Tosfos and another Tosfos. Rabban's quiet. I'm like, what is going on, Mr. Sheep? No. He reads through halfway through the Tosfos about Akku. Halfway through, all of a sudden the Akku is half his parents, right? Footsteps. All of a sudden Rabban opens his mouth and starts talking. He said, okay, he tells me quiet. And he spoke for an hour straight without coming up for air. And I said, I remember sitting right in. What was the shiur? I think it was later printed. The shiur was Shem Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Half akka about this and half akka about that. I don't remember every last prat. But that, the good I remember, that was my first shiur I ever heard in the yeshiva Sibitz Kochon. As a Talmud, I had earlier shiur, as a guest. As a Talmud. The first shiur was this yisod. So Rabbi Shlomo Fish is the same yisod. What they use different languages to say the same thing. He said, Eretz Yisrael, now, it has no Kedusha according to those possible still has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. With respect to the Kodshim Dikadin, Shem Eretz Yisrael is what's critical, but he calls it the Kedushas Hashchina. Kedushas Hashchina. That's how he explains the Mishnah in Kehilim. We already made reference to this. That it says, Eretz Yisrael's Mekudeshes, which is the rest of the world, Le'omer Shtei Alechem. Doesn't say Truma Sumaisus. Why? Because they had an Eser Kedushas, a Kedushas Mechitzes, Mishav Shechina. Nothing to do with the ground, Truma Sumaisus. Mishav Shechina. That's shame, Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly why the Grog crossed out Bikurim. Remember that? I mentioned this already before. And why do we have Bikurim, those who have Bikurim? Because not a Mitzvah to us, only made Arzacha. We had a question. Why did it say Chala? That's a question. Okay. Memela says, Rav Shlomo Fischer, not only is the Yisachar Shapla Arba Zman Hazeh, but the Ketzira would also be also Zman Hazeh, even according to the Sefer HaTruv, against the Shagas Aryeh. Against the Shagas Aryeh. The Michas Chinuch, in his Mahalach, seems to work with the Shagas Aryeh. Because Michas Chinuch is assuming that before they walked into Eretz Yisrael, had an established Chutz Laaretz. No, not true. Because he said the Michas Chinuch is incorrect. Because although it was chutzah with respect to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but now with respect to Shem Eretz Yisrael, it had zichah to Shem Eretz Yisrael. Oh. So with this, he says, Pshat Nibisham. And we'll end with this. We'll have to discuss tomorrow the bottom line of this Chodesh story. We get to the Be'er HaGoliath, the Be'er HaGroh, a lot of very important sources, but I'm going to go over time. I just want to finish the Sefer Beis Yishev, what he has to say. He learns Pshat like this, Rabbi Osei. The Yerushalmi is Lashitasa. You already made a reference earlier. L'mafreya Yerushua. What does that mean? It had a shame, Eretz Yisrael. You don't need Kedusha. It's not like Chutzar, the Michas Chinuch said. No, Chas V'Shalom. So therefore what happens? When the Yerushalmi says that they got from Tagrei Goyim, Tagrei Nochrim, it means Chutzlaretz. Like the Pnei Moshe said. It means Chutzlaretz. It wouldn't help to get it from Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't me. It wouldn't help to get it from Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael had the shame Eretz Yisrael. And the shame Eretz Yisrael is enough to Aser Chadosh. But if they Moshe has the Kasha, if that's the case, what's going on with Rabbi Yishmael? What happened over here? What did Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi said, just look at one more time inside, in the Rash over here in Chala. What did he quote from Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara says, "Mashiach Tagrin Nochrin Mochlem Ukerabi Yishmael." The Yama called Bias should never be Torah. The Achi Yudal Hashana never was Ayn Shekiv. She was Ayn Shechilku. Pli Atzuma. According to Rabbi Yishmael, is the Chodesh didn't begin until 14 years later. Who needs Tagrin Nochrin? Nothing began until that point. Nothing. Oh, Lemafreya, yeah, but this didn't hadn't even begun yet. You don't say if I can't eat it now because it's going to be Asta Freya. That's not what's around. Now, but after I ate it, so it turns out I was violating the Mitzvah for 14 years. I'm something that I swallowed and digested 14 years ago. That not. So what's the kasha? Says the Sefer Beis Yishai, it's not talking about the first year. Talk about the 15th year. The 15th year. You go to Rabbi Yishmael, so the first 14 years you have grace. No problem. But what do? Comes the 15th year. You have the grain lying around. And that year, you should say that you should be also to have matzah Pesach night. Also matzah Pesach night. Now, the question is, what happened? Was there a carbon omer those first 14 years, or was there not a carbon omer? If it was a carbon omer, then what's the problem? What's the problem? So he's assuming that there was no carbon omer. That's a question. Is that true or not? But in any event, that's how he learns pshat in this Yerushalmi. As a matter of fact, both the Pnei Yeshua and the Shagas Aryeh asked the kasha on their own. What happened in the 15th year? But Rabbi Shlomo Fischer, that's exactly the Yerushalmi's kasha. That is the Yerushalmi's kasha. And the Yerushalmi answers Tagrei Nachrim. Tagrei Nachrim in the 15th year. So what does Rabbi Bun want? Rabbi Bun says, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Hey, say Rabbi Bun, Bar Kahana Vaksiv, Bar Yoshua, hey, Bar Yochlu Me'avur, Oretz, Vimachas HaPesach, V'lo B'chamish Osa. What are you saying? If there's no Yisr Chodesh for 14 years. That's a Pasuk. A Pasuk in the Navi. Pasuk in Yeshua. pasuk in Yeshua. Answers the Yerushalmi, no, not at all. She answers, don't say Mochas HaPesach means the 16th as opposed to the 15th day. No. V'ksivi, Mochas HaPesach Yotzu v'nei Yisrael lo v'chamisha osu Yotzu, which means they ate the Chodosh on day 15th of Nisan, before Tezai and Nisan. How could it be? Well, the answer is because there was no Chodosh for 14 years. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi interprets. But then Mochas HaPesach means the 16th day of Nisan, it means the 15th day of Nisan. Who says it's Pshat? The Ibn Ezra says Pshat Chodosh and Tosfos Kiddushin, that the word Pesach can mean two different things, the 40th and the 15th. So yeah, that's the Pshat, that's how the Yerushalmi has to be in the quarter of Yishma. Ad Kan Devar of the Sefer Beis Yishai Simen Ches. I feel bad we don't have it here. We only have the facts of the Ashmat, which he says Pshat and the Yerushalmi, this is what I just told you now. But the Iki Yisot and Tzvei Dinim that we don't have here. But you heard more or less how he explained it. The Kitz and Nimrods. There's Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yosef, they don't say the same thing. One said that Chodesh is treated as a mitzvah, Tluya Boris, but it's Asur in Chutzlort anyway, like Arla. And one says that Chodesh is also in Chutzlort as a Kachim Dikadim. Nafkamina shall Nachim in Chutzlort. So like Rabbi Lezer, it's a mitzvah, Tluya Boris Dikadim, applies to Chutzlort even Mishal Nachim. Why not? That's exactly what Shabbat Shitasa.